Welcome to Beyond Sirius C. You are listening to Come Along, performed by Ghost Riders in the Sky. Come along with me, you'll see, and we'll seize this day. Imagine voice, wicked slide guitar for this electro musical backdrop, sentiments and badass stylings from the gorgeous and timeless Tidio circa 2001. My first ghost story of 2024 for your enjoyment, brought to you by a blazing campfire from an indigenous epic storyteller, among other things, at Lake Comanche in Northern California. Please allow me to introduce our guest appearance from the other side, named Kingfisher, sporting a cowboy hat curled up on the sides, plaid open shirt and jeans, long black ponytail and twined silver streaks, handlebar mustache, colorful language, and spirited tales one couldn't forget even if you wanted to. While the crackling logs ignite sparks wisping into the mysterious darkness, so does this trailblazer's voice, beckoning and transforming all who witnessed. Lake Comanche is a multi-award-winning campground with year-round recreation and fishing. It has 54 miles of shoreline and 7,700 surface acres of water for all your outdoor recreational activities. Comanche Reservoir is an artificial lake in the San Joaquin Valley in California in the United States at the juncture of Amador, Calaveras, and San Joaquin counties. Its waters are impounded by Comanche Dam, which was completed in 1963. Comanche Reservoir is a source of water for industrial and municipal purposes and also provides flood control. The lake was named after the former town of Comanche that now lies beneath its waters. The lake has also been called Comanche Lake and Lake Comanche. Comanche Reservoir contains a variety of fish species, which attracts many people who enjoy fishing. The reservoir has species of bass, trout, crappie, and catfish, among other species. There are also a variety of bird species located near the reservoir. Bird watching is a part of the recreation at Comanche Reservoir, and self-guided bird walks are allowed as well as bird watching tours. Bird species include various duck species, great egrets, multiple woodpecker species, turkey vultures, and multiple sparrow species. There is also a large amount of songbird species that live in the surrounding area near the reservoir. The region was originally settled during the Gold Rush into three separate towns. As the Gold Rush slowed, these towns began to decrease in population. Settlers from Iowa named the largest remaining town Comanche, after a town in Iowa. Comanche remained small and was eventually evacuated by the East Bay Municipal Utility District to build the dam and reservoir that exists there today. Recreational uses of the lake include boating, fishing, and water skiing. I've got great stories about water skiing, but that's another day riding all things water sports, mishaps, balancing acts, a drenched purse, shout out to T, glow-in-the-dark sunscreen, red eyes, water up your nose, loss of bathing suit and dignity, picnic disasters, bugs, ant and wasp infestation to be exact, and Jaws, no joke. The California Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment released an advisory statement regarding eating fish caught from this reservoir based on the mercury level. So catch and release the day away, and that's what we did. Set up a little camp, which entails a tent, sleeping bags, and oh my God, the ground is so hard and cold. This is when I realized how not outdoorsy I am, but the love of water, absurdity, and nature, plus some hair-raising ghost stories, I cannot deny, and neither should you. Sage advice for the new year. Oh, and least I forget, keep an open mind. Kingfisher always had amazing stories to retell from recall. All my father-in-law's friends had tales that can curl your toes and cures that can unfurl said toesies. A world and wealth of knowledge all from the masters before me and you. The wisdom keepers, the truth seekers, and everything in between. From the vast ancient empires to the towering glass skyscrapers, the builders and the sacred drafters stored hidden knowledge, blueprints, recipes, and divine beliefs. Originally, this entire land belonged to Kingfishers, but settled after years of hard labor to smack dab in the middle of West Sacramento. Had a home repair business, but that was code for being a pot dealer. He would say helps people not fight, and hence repairing the home. In the backyard grew 14-foot tall marijuana plants that lined the house. The police came several times to have them cut plants down, only to allow them to continuously grow back. Now, I know this sounds reminiscent of a similar story in Tailing a Strand called Pineapple Express, but the rain isn't as atmospheric as last year's sure was. Nope, not even. Quite. But as a healer and American Indian, he just knew things. And Kingfisher knew lots of things and seen more than we could fathom, let alone believe. As the day's excursions and shenanigans faded with the night blanketing our sight, everyone gathered round the fire pit, likely for more s'mores that put the scrumptious in the deliciousness. And Kingfisher remembered a neighbor with an otherworldly story. Now one of our ghost writers in the Akashic record, Stormy Skies. Word travels at lightning speed and rumors in California can spread like wildfire. Pun not intended, but a moment of silence for a barren land savagely scorched. Turns out he'd been working with a family member in New Mexico late 70s. And since we are all 5 degrees of separation amongst us, a friend of a friend knew a guy who knew a guy's neighbor named Phil. And I'm getting in the air tonight vibes. Just then, an explosion could be heard and kind of felt. Learned that you must vent a can of corn before heating it up on a Coleman camping stove because it blew up corn and boiling water on the campsite, Pappy-in-law, and shooting our nerves into the stratosphere. Dulce, New Mexico is located right on the Colorado-New Mexico border. It's a picturesque town with a population just under 3,000. It's the tribal headquarters of the Chicarilla Apache Reservation, and I know I butchered the name and I'm very sorry. It's also the alleged location of a secret underground alien base. Shh. Whispering props and secretive shout out to lit sources. Go Lake Comanche.com, American Indians, Spooky Folklore, Wikipedia, Government Eyes and Jobs, Awesome Ancient Aliens, Racy Conspiracies, and Out of This World Camping Trips in the Backyard. Philip Schneider, an explosive engineer who worked for the U.S. government with high-level security clearance, claimed that in 1979 he participated in the building of a secret underground base in Dulce, New Mexico. It was here that a treacherous battle ensued, leaving 60 humans dead and countless subterranean aliens fighting for their lives. Schneider asserted that he was suspicious of the engineering operation while noticing the presence of Green Berets and Special Forces. His fears were realized when, after drilling underground, he came face to face with a 7-foot-tall, stinky, gray alien. Obviously, he panicked and grabbed a pistol he was carrying, because that's what engineers do, and shot and killed 2 aliens. Another alien shot some laser plasma ball or whatever at him and blew off some of his fingers. He was saved by a Green Beret who allegedly gave his life for him. In all, 60 human people allegedly lost their lives that day at the alien-human battle of Dulce. Yep, you heard Green Beret. The United States Army Special Forces, colloquially known as the Green Berets due to their distinctive service headgear, are a special operations force of the United States Army. The Green Berets are geared towards 9 doctrinal missions: unconventional warfare, foreign internal defense, direct action, counterterrorism, counterinsurgency, special reconnaissance, information operations, counter-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, and security force assistance. They are capable of hostage rescue and combat search and rescue if they are needed. The unit emphasizes language, cultural, and training skills in working with foreign troops. Recruits are required to learn a foreign language as part of their training and must maintain knowledge of the political, economic, and cultural complexities of the regions in which they are deployed. There's a war under there, and it's been going on since that time, he said. Spoke of 1,477 underground bases around the world, 129 of which were located in the United States. Each costs $17 billion or more. He said that the black budget, hidden from the U.S. government agencies and from the public, garners 25% of the gross national product. Military forces from multiple countries have been engaged in such warfare with aliens, he said. This cited from the Epoch Times. Schneider became an outspoken advocate, whistleblower, or singing canary, calling for the government to be more transparent about their knowledge of alien life. He also believed people in the government were trying to shut him up. When he died by suicide, his supporters called foul play. In 1999, the French government published a study concluded that the United States government has withheld evidence that point to the existence of UFOs. The paper was entitled UFOs and Defense: What Must We Be Prepared For? The lesson here, the truth is out there. Or is it? It is, maybe, but probably not. Or it could be. Kingfisher told the tale in almost verbatim the news later published with some details omitted. His neighbor believed that Phil was silenced, and in their culture do not believe in mental illness afflictions like schizophrenia, which was rumored to be his demise. Kingfisher stated that sickness will creep within when the soul is not allowed its freedom or purpose. Now, my pappy-in-law had a different take, and to explain, that's how you convey a ghost campfire story. Information obtained that even all these years and miles between us, I'm still pondering. Both have left this plane of existence, but through spirit and the ether are here, there, and everywhere. As for me, this ghostwriter does her copious amount of research, and I cannot definitively tell you what is or isn't out there, but maintain that we'd be blown away. I can't wait. Time flies, so we better take a chance, make a statement, and take a stand. Let's be the thorn on the rose, or come along with me for a couple hours drive through the desert in the blacked out windowless bus.